This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What did J.J. Barea get a player of the week? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher. I'm in Mason, Martin, Margiela. Yeah.
Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas. Of course, I'm your host, Rocky. Joining me today on the show is Mr. 315.
What up?
From Syracuse.
What's good, Syracuse, New York, son? What?
The home of the 12-9 orange. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry, man. I'll stop. I ate James Ellsworth. BBB is once again here.
He's as always, the swarm. Live from the Arrowpoint building in Charlotte, North Carolina, from the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. If you ever dreamed of working in this business, 1-800-TV-RADIO, go csb.com, sign up for the studio tour, come on in.
Or if you want to give us a call on the show, you can call us at
919-943-2044. If I don't answer, we don't answer or leave a message, we'll play whatever you got to say.
Actually,
on
Actually, I had somebody wanted to call. I almost forgot. Did I forget? Yeah, I did.
Somebody, yeah,
I
don't call.
I had somebody wanted to call in today.
Go ahead, tweet them, text them, then we can get them on for the last segment of the day.
Yeah, college basketball. So, and of course, we got Matty Ice is here. He took his time off between Super Bowl week.
Yes. Bringing it back.
Bringing it back. Going into today's show, it's good to have you. We got this last segment, we're going to talk about college basketball. Two words for you, bon voyage. No NHL talk today, I don't believe, on today's show.
It's Y'all cool good with that? It's cool with me.
Y'all good with no NHL?
All right. I think I'm just fine.
That's the subject I have the least to say. So all right. You know.
Let's talk about the top 25 in basketball. It's been a tough week this week. Villanova lost. Kentucky and Kansas all lost on Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, it's January and you're deep in conference play. Mm. Of course, upsets are going to happen.
And this Saturday is Kansas and Kentucky's plan at 6:30.
Nice. Saturday. Because they have that Big 12 SEC challenge.
Why do you have it halfway in the conference schedule?
Because, though? You know, they can't compete with the ACC Big 10 challenge. So you let them do that and then.
Well, have it begin the year then.
Well, the SEC is pretty garbage. The Big 12 is pretty garbage. So it kind of doesn't matter when you have this tournament, right? We only want to see the two teams that they matched up together to play, Kansas and Kentucky. Like, that's the only game I care to see out of this whole tournament.
Right.
I don't care about anything else. Do you really want to see West Virginia and A&M? No.
No. I mean, West Virginia played well.
They're playing pretty good, yeah.
You can't argue about West Virginia. I mean, besides that, I mean, okay, Big 12, Iowa State, no.
Colorado,
Kansas State, no.
Colorado's
in the Pac-12, dude.
Are they?
Yeah.
They ain't in the Big 12 no more?
No, they haven't
they
been.
In the
Dude, where you See, been? They won the Pac-12.
That's how much that conference sucks. I didn't even realize Colorado moved out from the Big 12 to the Pac-12.
Iowa State, too?
I say Iowa State. Yeah, Iowa State. The they've done well.
Suck.
But, you know, right now, Villanova lost this week. Kansas lost. Kentucky lost. So that's 1, 2, 3, and 4. Gonzaga's 19-0, so they should be number one this next week.
They are blessed to be getting a bye game every time they step on the floor.
Can we put them in the same conference as the Connecticut women? I mean, I'm just have one of them lose.
Like, the Connecticut women would give them more competition than what they've been playing.
So your top 10 right now is Villanova, Kansas, Gonzaga, Kentucky, Baylor. There you go. That's a good team, Big 12. Florida State, who's been playing great, Arizona, UCLA, Carolina. In Oregon.
Baylor? Yeah, Baylor's been all right.
Baylor's been hot.
They're number one at one point. for a short term.
I'm just not over the Dennehy thing with them, man.
Ooh, that was... what was that, 03?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Talking about though, Carolina right now is leading the ACC at 6-1. They're 18-3. Florida State 6-2, 18-3. Virginia 6-2, 16-3. And Notre Dame is 6-2 and 17-4.
And what's really showing with those four teams is their experience. Their juniors and seniors are playing really well. They've played together.
I didn't think Virginia would be that good this year. Brogdon left.
Brogdon left. They still return most of their players.
Tony Bennett's a good coach.
Exactly. They play defense every night. No matter what their shot looks like, they're going to defend. Florida State has been the biggest surprise for me. I didn't see this coming from Florida State.
I don't know. I figured they would be pretty good because that kid, Mathis, and then the Bacon kid is pretty good.
He burning that bacon.
He is burning the bacon. But then they lost yesterday to Georgia Tech. Mm. The kid from Tech scored 35.
It's tough in the conference.
That program's turning around, too.
Wake Forest starting to turn around, too.
Wake Forest.
Danny Manning's doing a good job.
That bottom to middle tier of the ACC is starting to really – really improve itself.
Well, I mean, yeah, State, you know, beat Duke this week. So, I mean, that's a big one. Then you got Louisville with 17-4, 5-3. Virginia Tech, 4-3, 15-4. Georgia Tech, 4-4, but they're 12-8 overall. Syracuse, 4-4, 12-9. Duke, wow, I didn't realize Duke's under 500 ACC right now. Mm-hmm. 15-5, but 3-4 in the conference. Miami's 3-4, 13-6. State's 3-5. Wake Forest, Boston College, Pittsburgh, and Clemson. Wow, Pittsburgh and Clemson's 1-6. Pittsburgh beat us. Clemson
has a couple of good players, too, like that Blossom Gang kid. Mm-hmm. They just don't have a really good team.
But, they, I mean, like you were saying, the middle of the pack is starting to play better, no pun intended. But, you know, State, Miami. Miami's a good team. I think it's playing the conference schedule. Everybody's beating up on each other.
Yeah.
Because it's tough.
The ACC tournament this year is going to be lights out.
I think it's wide open.
Yeah, I do too.
I can't wait. That's what I'm looking for.
And of course, where is it at this year? It's up in
DC, isn't it?
No, it's at Barclays Center.
Is it Barclays this year?
Yeah.
Barclays.
It was there last year, wasn't
it? It's there until 2019. Then it comes back to Charlotte for a year. Then it goes to Greensboro.
No.
I hate the schedule. Why is the ACC tournament in Barclays Center?
New York?
Yeah, in New York? Come on.
One word.
Syracuse?
Money.
I know, but still, come on.
It's New York. It's
that home court advantage for us.
Y'all need it. Just saying.
And plus the Barclays, nobody's rushing to see the Nets, so.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, Jeremy Lin, I guess. No, I'm just
kidding. He ain't even playing.
I know. I don't – do we see this conference changing? Does anyone – I mean, we're eight games in. Does anybody catch Carolina?
No.
Like Carolina, Florida State, they'll be battling to the very end because, you know, Carolina still has two games against Duke. They still have a game against Virginia. I think they already played State.
Mm-hmm.
They still have a tough games. Don't they still have to play Louisville as well?
Carolina?
Yeah.
Yeah, their schedule coming up. They got Virginia Tech, Miami. At Miami is gonna be tough. They don't. Miami gives them good run for their money playing in Miami. Notre Dame's a tough game. Carolina's still got State again the second time. And trust me,
it's not gonna
after
be like
the last time we got beat. 107-56 ain't gonna be the same score this time by 51. But we got State, Virginia, Louisville at Pitt. At Virginia is going to be tough. And then, of course, you got Duke.
So, two more games with Virginia, two games with Duke, another game with NC State, a game with Notre Dame. The ACC is volatile. We can't just predict it right now.
No, you're not running the table with that kind of schedule.
Yeah, I can't
see them
doing.
Duke will work its way back up there a little bit.
Oh, yeah, Duke will be fine. That talent will get better
as Coach K comes back.
K banned them from the locker room today. He said, y'all can't even go in the locker room.
Now, the team I think who might run this table is Florida State.
Yeah,
because they got at Syracuse, mm-hmm. at Miami,
lost.
Clemson,
lost.
At home to Clemson, at Notre Dame and at Pitt. You know, Notre Dame game's going to be tough. Pitt should be tough. BC beat NC State, so that could be a tough one. At Clemson, at Duke, and home to Miami. I mean, that's their schedule.
It works out really good for Florida State. Like, they've been through the brunt of their schedule. Now they're getting the less than stellar teams in the conference.
I love Rocky's defense of Boston College because they beat NC State.
They did beat NC State, man. I mean, you know what's worse?
They got killed by Miami last night, but they beat NC State.
Right. We have lost to some of the worst teams in this league and beat some of the best. You know, we lose a BC and we lose a Wake.
Just playing to the level of your competition, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the only thing I could think of.
You know, looking at Virginia, they got Villanova coming up on the 29th. And then they got Virginia Tech at Syracuse, home to Louisville, at Virginia Tech, home to Duke, at UNC, back-to-back games, home to Miami, at State, home to UNC, and home to Pitt. They've got a little bit tougher schedule. I mean, they still got to play at Syracuse, and that's not an easy place to play. No matter who the coach is.
That Virginia Tech team, I think they're trending upwards. I think they're still another year away. Mm-hmm. Buzz Williams,
I like Buzz.
I do too. I think they're trending up.
They're going to give you a good game. Vitek's going to definitely give you a good game.
Of course, they got blown out by State, but, you know, that's besides the point. Just saying.
It's a good measuring stick, isn't it?
It is. Whether you're good or bad, I think it is. No. But I don't see – I think I'm going to say Florida State. I think runs away with.
I mean, if you listen to the schedule, they have the best opportunity to win this regular season championship.
But honestly, I don't know if the one seed's any good this year, because it's gonna be tough to run the table through the tournament. And I'm not gonna pick somebody to win the tournament right now.
Oh no,
because it's way too early.
It's way too early. We'll do that in March.
Yeah, which is not too far away. Look at the rest of the division conferences and college basketball. I mean, there's really nothing standing out. Big 12, you know, you got Baylor and Kansas running away with it. Big East, Villanova and Butler. Look at the Big East is a lot better than I thought they would be. Yeah. I mean, Villanova, Butler, Creighton, Marquette, Xavier, St. John. Will St. John's please turn around? Will somebody go to St. John's
Nobody
and turn that program
around? Nobody wants to go to the Red Storm and play for them anymore.
I mean, that program
like that
used to be the program to want to go to play for.
That was the place to go. You wanted to go there and turn around. Now
I mean,
it's nothing.
It's been like since like the 90s.
Right.
Like,
just like DePaul.
Their last good player was what? Artest?
Yes.
Felipe Lopez.
Felipe Lopez. I remember Felipe Lopez.
That's a name from the past.
Zenden Hamilton. They had
they had talent, though. I mean, when they had Herrick. No, just a couple years ago when they had not Herrick. Like, what's the other guy from UCLA? Lavin. Steve Lavin. He was a decent coach. They had talent. But then, I don't know, he got fired and it's going back downhill again. But, like, DePaul was same thing with DePaul and Georgetown. All right, how many more years are we going to give John Thompson III?
It's another one.
As many as he wants. Georgetown isn't the program it was in the mid-90s, early 2000s.
But when they had Otto Porter, they were actually pretty good.
They were all right. I mean, it just depends on the recruiting. The recruits right now aren't coming to Georgetown. Like, Kentucky and Duke are blinding everybody's eyes, and all these kids want to go there.
That's true. It still looks weird to me to see Maryland in the Big Ten. They're 6-1, 18-2, leading the conference. But it's not as strong as it used to be. Indiana's good. There's some good teams, but most of
like no team that you think is going to make noise, or you feel like, oh, y'all got a chance to win the national championship, because y'all don't.
Right. There's no one. I think teams you need to watch out for are Arizona and Oregon in the Pac-12. Oregon with Dylan Brooks is really
good. And UCLA.
Yeah.
Don't forget about UCLA.
They lost to USC yesterday, but with Ball and the guy and the coach's son out there, Alford, they've got some players. Yeah. SEC. I mean, South Carolina and Kentucky, man, they're two best teams right now. Frank Martin's doing a great job there.
Come on, Cox, really? They're not going to do nothing in the tournament.
They'll make the tournament.
They'll make it. They're not going to do anything.
You don't think they'll do anything?
They're not going to do anything. They could be one of those first-round upsets that you need to be looking at marking on your bracket.
Wow. They will not be Wingate or Wofford. I can't wait for Wofford.
If they get matched up with one of those teams, maybe they got a chance. They get matched up with the Northern Iowa or that's another one that usually does good. Or Miami, Ohio. Just one of these small teams that have continuity, man. They could lose. The SEC is terrible.
SEC is not that bad. I mean, it's not as good as the ACC.
Their basketball season is just as bad as their football season was. They got one good team.
Now you're bashing. Of you're course. Just bashing on them.
ACC.
All right, moving on to some other sports news, because I think ACC, we beat college basketball there. We'll talk more as we get closer to conference tournament. Serena and Venus Williams is facing each other at the Australian Open Finals. If Serena wins,
Serena.
She's got the most Grand Slam championships of all time.
If Venus wins, will she be the oldest woman ever to win a Grand Slam final?
Yes. But more importantly, she'll pass Steffi Graf.
Venus is due, but...
Can we start talking about this woman as the greatest woman athlete ever?
Serena?
Yeah. I think
she can, who's definitely better? Be in the conversation.
Floris Jackie Griffin, Joyner, Kersey, yeah.
Flo Jo was amazing.
Flo Jo, though, I got to say Steffi.
Candace Parker's an amazing athlete.
I got to go
Lisa
Serena.
Leslie.
I got to go
incredible
Serena.
Incredible athlete.
I mean, look at age Serena's doing this.
True.
I mean, late 30s, man. Yeah, yeah. Tennis is
when you're grandma.
Yeah.
And tennis, you usually break down in those late 20s, early 30s. Like, your best tennis is behind you.
Yep.
I hate to say it. I think she might be one of the best athletes.
Oh, she's one of the best athletes
sports.
Of all time. Man or female,
I agree. I think I would start putting her with the Jordan class, LeBron's, guys like that.
She does it with so much class, win or loss. She's only had one real meltdown moment.
She cursed out that lady.
The U.S. Open. Well, other than that, man, Serena's class.
Scared the hell out of that poor little lady.
I'm just doing my job,
Serena.
She was
scared the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Calm down, baby.
I said, boy, that lady traumatized now forever. Serena cussed her out.
Coach K disciplined players. I know you guys were talking about it a second ago. What do you do? Lock them out of practice?
Just banned them from the locker room.
You got to try something.
You got to do something.
I thought he wasn't there. I thought he was back.
He's always there.
He's always there.
The ghost of Coach K is always there.
Zach LaVine will not defend the dunk contest title.
I was hoping
Aaron Gordon probably won't be in it as well.
I was hoping to see him and Aaron Gordon go one more time,
but,
man.
You know who might be in it again? Vince Carter.
Bring back
Come
VC.
Come on, VC.
He'll be my favorite, too.
Oh, I'd love to see him age 40 win the dunk contest.
He's gonna stick his leg through the rim this time.
He's probably going to need that trampoline that Hugo uses out there now.
He showed some flashes. So he had like a nice little – that move he had last night was pretty sweet.
Oh, that was – yeah, that was pretty nice.
He jumped up 360, revert. It was nice.
We're going to – also tonight is the Pro Bowl stuff.
Oh, yeah, I'm
the
looking forward
dodgeball,
to that.
Anybody excited? Like I said earlier, OBJ, one time, hit him right square in the mouth with the ball.
What are all the contests that they're doing for the Pro Bowl Challenge? I think that's what they're calling it, right?
Yeah.
They're doing skills challenge again. There's a drone racing.
I heard about it, like a drone dropping footballs from a high, like a 50, 100 feet up to like offensive linemen.
Now are they still doing like the furthest throw from a quarterback?
I
and
hope
stuff
they do that, man.
The
I hope they do accuracy stuff. I want to see a speed contest. Damn sure want to see a strength contest. I would like to see them just line up like four pads or two pads in a 5-yard block and let people just get and go heads up. Play Oklahoma. Let's go.
Yeah. Man versus man. Precision passing, a power relay race. That's best hands cool. receiving challenge.
That's cool.
Some sort of drone dropping catch challenge. Drone is dropping stuff, I guess.
And dropping footballs to people to see if they can catch them.
And then the epic Pro Bowl dodgeball game. I can't wait for this, man. I don't know who all is going to be in this, but I can't wait. No offense, I can't wait to see somebody try to throw something at Zeke. That big old that Ewok hit face of his.
Like dude got a head. Like
no, he's got a mug.
You can't miss that.
No, he's got a head on him.
Man, I haven't been this excited about the Pro Bowl in a long time.
But then,
damn
of course,
sure about the game.
And then Sunday, the Pro Bowl. Yeah,
that's like the worst All-Star game out of any sport.
Well, that's what we were talking about. How could they make it better? I don't know how you make the game better, but bringing back the skills challenge is a lot better.
They didn't just go ahead and make it a glorified flag football game, man. No pads. Got your jerseys, got your shorts on. Here's some flags.
What's the over under in that game? It's got to be
under 10.
Like,
yeah. Let me see.
You mean people playing?
No, like the score, like the total points.
It's got to be 40, 50. It's got to be at least 50. I mean, you know, 55 probably. Actually, probably 55 makes sense. I know the Packers and Falcons game was 48 last week, I thought.
I don't see an over-under projected for the Pro Bowl.
So
probably got to go on the betting line.
The skills challenge will be fun, though, because I won't see Dez and Beckham Jr. and these guys' catches. All I know is I saw Dez make a one-handed catch the other day on Zeke, but I never hear anybody tell me how great hands he has.
Because he's dropped so many damn passes.
And Odell Beckham didn't. Did you see the Green Bay game?
Well, OBJ.
That was four. That was four.
I see a lot of these pitiful receivers with these pitiful hands. I see it way too often down here in the city that I live in right now with the team that I root for.
Well, that's because you got Burston on your team.
Burston probably has the best hands out of the wide receiver core.
That's scary. That is scary. While he's looking up the over-under on that, which I can't believe somebody asked what over-under was on the Pro Bowl game.
I mean, you got to know. There's a
no defense played.
No defense played.
Are you going to place a bet? Are you the same guy that placed a bet on the Browns?
No. I didn't go that far. Fantasy football implications, though.
I can see it. Anyway, y'all watch the skills challenge if you can tonight.
I will.
I'm going to at least DVR it if I don't watch it. I'll watch it tomorrow, but definitely. I got to see some of it. Come on, Mr. 315. You got to pay attention. You can't watch the Syracuse game, man. Come on. Nah, I'm just kidding. Let's go into two words.
That's my bedtime around. That's around my bedtime.
That's your bedtime?
Yeah.
And if you're not down with that,
gotta work in that.
We got two words for you.
All right, two words. Big Ben talking about retirement. You got two words for Big Ben?
Come back.
Please do. Please don't.
Landry Jones. That's my two words. Landry Jones will be your starting quarterback in Pittsburgh. Or actually a better one. I heard rumors of Tony Romo in Pittsburgh.
There's also reports out there that John Elway and Tony Romo were seen taking a photo together at a political party victory or something.
I'm telling you right now, he goes to Denver, go ahead and give him the Super Bowl.
I don't know about that.
With that defense, I'm just saying, and the wide receivers.
It's still Tony Romo.
Dude, how are you saying that?
The man has never been past the divisional round.
That is not his fault. That is Jerry Jones' fault for making that curse in the 95 season. If you get me to the Super Bowl this season, I'll never ask again. That's his fault. But no, two words for Big Ben.
I don't have two words for him. I have a few words for him. He was just down in the dumps after that loss. He's not retiring. He'll be back. That was kind of an Earl Thomas type knee-jerk reaction, emotional comment. Yeah.
I didn't realize that he was 35 until they said it.
Yeah, I know.
Because I thought he was like 32, 33.
Right. 35.
He's 35.
04 draft?
Was it the
04 draft?
And he's, I mean, same draft as Eli.
Rivers. And Rivers also, I think.
But Big Ben, I mean, dude, he takes more hits than any quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if he retires, he doesn't have anything to prove. 3 Super Bowl appearances, 2 Super Bowl titles, multiple Pro Bowls. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback. Oh, he has the numbers up there. So go home. Be healthy.
I want to see a little bit more time with the 3 Bs. You know, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, and Roethlisberger.
Antonio Brown coming back. Not unless Mike closes the door and don't let him back in.
Now, if Big Ben retires, if I'm Antonio Brown, I want out.
Oh, yeah.
Get me out of here immediately.
Well, you want to see who they bring in if he did retire. I mean, if they brought in a Tony or somebody that might give you a chance to win next year, okay. But they've got to help him defensively next year. I mean, this defense has been bad.
That defense got better as the year went on.
But that secondary is bad. I mean, the front seven is not bad, but that secondary.
I want to see what he can do, especially having Martavis Bryant back, too.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Having him back, I mean, I feel like that's going to take a lot of pressure off of Antonio Brown.
That's what I'm saying. Have all those guys at full strength.
Yeah, yeah. Sammy Coates and Eli Rogers, you know, they're kind of just behind the scenes. But I want to see them. I'm not a big Steelers fan, but I'd like to see them at full strength just to see what they can do.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we understand the grind of an NFL season, and it's no guarantee that they get back to the playoffs mm-hmm. if Ben even plays 10, 16 games for them next year, you know, because he's always injured.
I think that division helps them get to the playoffs next year.
Yeah,
playing Cleveland and the Bengals. I think the Bengals are going to take a major step back.
The perennial disappointment known as the Cincinnati Bengals.
Right. But, you know, and then the Ravens, you don't know what they're going to do because they're always up and down. So
Pittsburgh will be fine.
I think they at least win that division and get in the playoffs. Roger Goodell says it would be an honor to give Brady the Super Bowl trophy.
It should be. It should be.
Bold face lie.
He's lying.
You are lying. You are lying. You are lying. But that is the only reason I want to see the Patriots win.
Me too. I said that.
Because I want to see Brady sitting there saying, Roger, give me my trophy.
It couldn't have been better than Bill Belichick accepting the Lamar Hunt trophy on Sunday.
Oh, you're talking about unimpressed?
Did you see that?
Jim Nance was trying to give
Belichick the Lamar Hunt trophy. He's like, what? Man, get that mess away from me. I don't want to hold that mess. I don't want to hold that. You see, what's wrong with you? We're not celebrating this.
They're a little spoiled. It's all right. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Like Alabama fans.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I get it.
I feel you.
Tiger leaves Nike for TaylorMade.
Tiger had no choice. Nike didn't extend another deal to him. So, congratulations on getting a new deal. Him and Ryan Lochte.
They put all their chips into Rory McIlroy's basket.
Yeah. That's all. That's the two words right there. Rory McIlroy. Taking all of Tiger.
Sad day. I mean, because I thought Tiger would always be with Nike.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you think about Nike golf, you think about Tiger.
It's iconic.
Here's two words. Deep discount. Go on Nike.com, golf.com right now. 75% off your Tiger Woods stuff.
75% off. I like those two words. Zach LaVine, not expected to defend Tyler Slim Dunk contest.
One more. Come on, Zach. Three-peat, man.
Three-peat.
Especially after last year's dunk contest. How crazy that was.
What else can he do, though? I mean, what else can you do in the slam dunk
He
contest
could go from the free throw line, 360, through the legs, throw it. He does that. I'm walking away. They don't ever have to do another dunk contest ever.
This is getting to the point of, like, the Pro Bowl. What else can you do with this thing? I mean, you know, the dunks are just –
Every year we say, what else you can do? Can you do?
And they and him and Gordon has
and last year happened. Last year,
that's very true. No, they keep improving it.
They find ways.
But after, yeah, I know what you mean though, because I think the same thing. Like, okay,
can we two words? Star power. Can we get some stars in this dunk contest? Andrew Wiggins, where are you at? Why are you not doing this?
He's not a sexy dunker.
Are you kidding me?
He's so tall, man.
I know, but he could do some stuff. I've seen him do Jabari Parker dunks.
In the dunk contest. Okay, like Jabari
but have some star power in this game, in this dunk contest. Not, you know, listen, Aaron Gordon, okay. Zach LaVine, all right. Let's have some real names in this thing.
Well, hopefully we'll see Vince.
Hey, VC, I mean, but he's at the end, though. He ain't all-star anymore. NBA, make a rule to have at least one all-star player be in this dunk contest a year. At least have two.
Because they're full of non-all-stars.
Right. Now. Have two against two rookies or something.
Like when you would have Drexler, Neek, and Jordan all in the dunk contest.
We need to get back to that time era. And we – it's just, come on. Thank you, LeBron. Another thing I'm being mad at LeBron for. Because it started when he started.
He didn't start that.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
After the Vince Carter show, like, the stars started going away from the NBA dunk contest.
But that's
contest.
When LeBron came in.
He came in like 04.
It was next year.
Then Jason Richardson came in, and Jason put on his show. And then I don't remember anybody else after that, really.
All right. Jeff Cable as the new head coach at Duke.
You suck. Damn. Get it together. What is going on? You're supposed to be the heir apparent, but you suck.
Nothing.
Coach K.
Please.
Oklahoma Sooners. Anybody remember?
They went to an Elite 8-0. They were winning games. We're not even winning games.
And then you fell off the face of the earth after that. Last one. Royal Rumble this weekend. Who's your pick to win? That'll be two words anyway.
James Ellsworth.
Oh, stop
it. Is he in it?
Stop it.
Is he in it, though?
I hope not. No, I haven't seen anything. Why would you put him in it?
Why not?
Because he doesn't draw anything.
The Undertaker.
You got Undertaker?
I think so. I think the Undertaker.
They're going to bring him in. Undertaker? They're going to bring him in at number 30. Like he just has to knock out a couple guys. Yeah, and there you go.
That'll Undertaker.
Because he can't last more than 10 minutes.
Right? Undertaker.
Goldberg and Lesnar will eliminate each other, I think.
I think the three of them will eliminate each other. Ooh. Goldberg, Lesnar, and Undertaker. Mm.
Who do you think is going to win, though?
Or I like Seth frickin' Rollins. Because he took a...
He's not in it right now.
He's not in it.
He'll get in it before the...
Right. I think he takes somebody's spot.
What he does is they have him like pre-show, pre-match, exclusively on the WWE Network, Seth Rollins' chance to get in the Royal Rumble.
Right. Some last minute.
Do you have any... You have a pick? Or you care? No. Yeah, I didn't think so with wrestling. And he's...
No, you're not a... No. Okay.
I'll go
Finn Balor.
You think that this?
I think he comes back.
I don't know if they want to do that with that image. Remember, they tried it with Roman Reigns, and that's been Roman Reigns Batista. Into a downward
spiral. Yeah, but
spiral.
Finn Balor's remember what they, hot, dude.
And remember Batista?
No, Batista's different, though. I think Finn Balor, he's over. You can bring him back and win. If he doesn't show up, I'm going to go with Bray Wyatt.
I hope they need to keep Finn Balor in the cruiserweight division. He's small, man.
He's a little dude.
No, but he's. I mean, his entrance, he's good. He's really good. I would say Bray Wyatt. Or Jericho is the other two.
Jericho?
Yeah. But Bray Wyatt is the winner.
Sleeper pick. Wyatt family.
Yeah. Let's go into Bon Voyage.
Let's say Bon Voyage.
All right, anybody got Bon Voyages?
Of course, to this week's episodes of BSS Carolinas. As always, you can catch us on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio, on Facebook under BSS Carolinas. Look for our logo. Twitter under BSS Carolinas. Look for our logo. And to our Periscopians, y'all got cut off like mid-show, man, and we didn't restart it. We're sorry.
I didn't even notice that. I'm looking now. Yeah.
But we love y'all still, man.
You know?
Great show. Another great week. I'll be back next week, of course, with you guys. Breathing through my nose, hopefully.
And we'll talk about, Super Bowl 51 next week.
Can't wait to talk
Super
about
Bowl
that.
Super Bowl LI.
Yep. Do you have anything? You got anything, Matty Ice?
No.
Thank you for being here today. We appreciate it.
Thank you all.
Yes, sir.
Brent Musburger to retire after calling Georgia Kentucky on January 31st. He's 77. Zach Orr, 24, the Ravens retires. And he was leading tackler for the Ravens. He ended up retiring this year.
The sport is something else, man.
Yeah. And last but not least, Mary Tyler Moore died at age 80. In case you don't know who Mary Tyler Moore, Dick Van Dyke Show, Mary Tyler Moore Show. She was just amazing. I mean, she was really the first female lead in a TV show. Yeah. So Ed Asner, but if you haven't watched it, you should watch it.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
2017 already started off rough, so definitely rest in peace. And that's it for the show. Anybody else got anything?
As always, sports is life, man.
All right. As always, listen to us on Spreaker, Stitcher, iHeart, and iTunes. And as always, catch us everywhere.
Side piece.